thank you. Hi, the friends. How y'all? Yes, you by George. Here it is, your old wood rider again. Jell Elliott, you guessed it. That's it. And the three knotheads, the knottiest of knotheads. Yes, sir, we're sitting here on the big old pine tree, friend, just having a big time. We want to talk to you a little bit here and yonder and about, and hither, thither, and yonder about the woods and the forest and things. And then, friends, we want to remind you, too, that we come to you the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Now, we're going to get into a tune here. I don't know anything else to do, so we're going to bring Jack. Jack, peek-pie-poop-pie-poodle-doodle. Jack, he's coming up here and play an old hold down. You're getting good tune there, Jack. Yeah, let's see how it sounds. That's perfect, that son. Right? That's good. That's good. Here we go. Cotton Eye Joe. Lord have mercy. Think I'm out of wind, don't you? I ain't the wind out of me. I'm telling you, that boy really made the bug for us fly there on that fiddle. That's all right there, Jack, son. Remind me to raise your wages there. Another hamburger. Yeah, I'm liable to start paying you anytime. Well, friends, I just want to remind you, neighbors, that this is a new series here. It's about the woods, you know, and the outdoors, and the God-given woods, you know, that's something God put here for us, friends, for us to use, the streams and the lakes and the wildlife and all that sort of stuff is out there in the woods. And he intends for us to use it right and protect it and all that. But first, I guess I better introduce these knotheads. I reckon. Yeah, I'm going to start with this fine-looking young man over there on the steel guitar. I'm telling you, that boy plays a mess of guitar. He's got a whole lap full of guitar there, and he... When we can get him to play loud enough, it sounds fairly well, but half the time he can't hear him. Oh, he's a fine boy, though. He's a fine boy. He's the only boy his mama's got named Herman. Herman plays the steel. Herman? Was that a cold? Ain't that awful, I'm telling you. Oh, well, that's all right. Good for you, Herman. He'll do better next time, friends. Bear with him. He's just learning. And let's see, we got Jack over here. Jack plays a fiddle. Now, Jack has won a lot of championships. He won the Southern Championship for hold-down fiddle playing. Friends, and I think Jack is a fine fiddle player, and I believe if you'll stay tuned, you'll find out for yourself. It's Jack Youngblood. Give us a chord on that fiddle, Jack. Oh, Lord. I declare it looks like I'm going to have to feed these boys in spite of everything. And then we have here, we have a poet. He's good at poetry. He got two flowers and a hen. No, that ain't right. He writes poetry. That's what it is, yeah. Yeah, he plays the guitar, the Starvation Box. He sings, he yodels, he runs foot races, and he kind of raveled at the end. But he sings pretty fair, and he writes poetry. And we liable to let him write. No, I ain't going to let you say none today. No, you ain't going to say no poetry today. No, not today, Lewis. Maybe in the next program. I might let you do some on the next program. Can't ever tell. Lewis writes a lot of poetry. Friend, that is Lewis Millette. Give us a chord on that guitar. Lewis Millette. Yeah, that's due to circumstances beyond my control. That's it. He did. He broke a wire. Here's a tune here. Let's play a tune. What y'all say? You know, I got a friend, a boy that's not even in this country. He's a good friend of mine. And I want to tell you about him. But first, we better play a tune here. We're going to do a tune. I'm going to try to sing it, friend. Don't hold this against me. It hurts me worse than it does you. It's a little ditty called Afraid. Afraid to tell you how much I care. Afraid. afraid I'll need you, and you won't be there. I'd love to take you into my heart, but something tells me we would only part. I loved and lost just one love ago. I paid the cost, and it hurts me so. A heart gets careless when vows are made. I want to love you, but I'm so afraid.
The best I can do. I'm scared. Afraid. That's me. Scared. Friend, I wanted to tell you about my buddy there, Tom. Friend of mine, Tom. Now, as I told you, he's over yonder. He's across the ocean over there. But you know, I get a lot of letters from Tom. Get a lot of letters from him from time to time. And every letter I get from him, every letter, he keeps talking about the woods back home, wishing he could be back here with me, hunting and fishing, hoping that, nobody's been careless with the fire in his neck of the woods and around his favorite fishing hole and streams and things. You know, Tom and me spent lots of time in the woods and on the creek bank of fishing and all that sort of stuff. And, well, he's a fine boy. Tom's a good boy. He tells me in some of his letters, friends, you'd be surprised that every time I get a letter from him, he tells me about new shipments of supplies coming in from the States and how he kind of goes over there and pats on the wooden crates that this stuff is nailed up in, you know. That's something to think about. He sort of touches them, you know, and he says it's just got the touch of home, that he knows that comes from back home. Well, the same thing with his rifle stock there, too. He says he kind of likes to snuggle it up against his cheek because he knows just what the tree looks like that rifle stock is made from. And friends, I'm doing my best to keep Tom's woods safe and for him when he comes back. And just like he's doing in his own way, he's trying to keep us safe and everything over here. And by George, friends, we just got to all put in together and help Tom along with all the other Toms to have some place to come back here to fish and hunt and everything. I hope everybody realizes just how much our forest and woods means our men across the ocean over there. Friends, did you know that it takes about 500,000 trees a year? Now, get this right. It takes about 500,000 trees a year to make the rifle stock that Tom and them boys is using over there. Well, it does. And another thing, it takes a cord of pulpwood for every 90,000 rounds of ammunition that them boys use. And another thing, friends, here's something else maybe you didn't know. To create one airplane, now mind you, to create one airplane, it takes about 10 big trees. Oh, friends, we got to take care of these woods and forest things. We just got to take care of them. We need them. You know it, and I know it. Let's all get together. We can do it. Here's another tune. Features Herman. Yes, sir, Herman on his double barrel Ethiopian steel guitar there. It's a little thing called Stealing the Blues. Oh,
mighty fine there, Herman. We hope everybody enjoyed it. Friends, you know we're about to run out of time here, and the boys and myself sitting here on the old pine tree, we're going to have to shove off. We'll saddle up our stick horses and move along and get along down the trail. But before I go, friends, there's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you here, and I'd like for you to take it seriously and study it over. For their bullets, supply crates, and rifle butts, our men depend on the woods. So be careful with fire whenever you're out. You'll be helping deliver the goods. Hey! Well, friends, there it is. It kind of winds up our little session with you. We've enjoyed being with you, and we hope that you've enjoyed being with us. Friends, we'd like to have you tune us in again sometime. If you listen to their local announcer, he'll let you know when we'll be back. We'd like to remind you again, too, neighbors, that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fire.